flying to Memphis.
Okay. 001 Thursday night. Sinanun Gimel. I'm going to go quickly, more quickly than normal, through the halachos of Shliach Tzibur, because we keep saying it's not really Negeya. Yesterday we went through the Aruch HaShulchan and we discussed how it should be Negeya. I don't know if we'll learn every Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so Shliach Tzibur serves the year Hogun. Vizel Hogun, what does Hogun mean? Shehei Reikam and Averos, there shouldn't be a Shemra on him that he does Averos. Shelo Yotzolo Shemra Afilu Bialduso, that he had done Averos. The Mishnah Berurah says even if he did tshuva, but you don't make him a chatchila shliach tzibur. Some argue with that and say, because they don't have they're not able to. The people want to hear chazanim with good voices, or people that think they have good voices. So I mean, all the achrayim scream about why we're not, they all say it's not right that we're not makbid on these things. But the whole matzah was different. It was talking about probably an appointed shliach tzibur that has a job. He's the chazan. Like if someone, even during the week, they had an appointed chazan. So it was more of a minui. It was more of an appointment over the tzibur. Also, the shliach tzibur possibly was moitzi people. So it was a more chash of a shtela. Now, so in the Mishnah Berurah, when they talk about when they say no, a rabbim, how anybody goes over to the yomud. Nowadays, you have trouble always getting people over to the yomud. The only way to get someone over to the yomud is to kill his father, and he runs. Then he kills to be by the yomud. So that he's familiar with the words and he doesn't patchka the words. Avada was supposed to extrapolate, I feel. That's why I'm not so happy when the kids go over to the Yomud. It's no secret. I mean, you're supposed to at least extrapolate from the Yomud, from these halachas, that it's doesn't pass. You have to, when the tzibur has a leader, someone leading them in davening, it's supposed to be, it has to be a chosh of a person. It's not supposed to be just what you pick up. Mr. Brewer talks about the tshuva. We do the avera. Yeah, look at Yud Zion. Yud Zion says, when it says merutz la'om, because of the Shuvas Maram means Yizor Achazon, and Yeshuv Kototu Ben Shnei Balei Batim. So he has to sit tight. He has to be neutral. Shev B'Shev Al Taisa, Heim B'Dibur, Heim B'Maisa, Heim B'Goli, Heim B'Sosar. He shouldn't mix into a Machlekes. If he gets tarred with the Shem and the Baal Machlekes, get rid of him. He's not ready to be a Chazon. Because Kainim Yesh Esek Rivim or Demacher Sheinu Mohilir. In Balabayas, Shehei B'Shev Al Taisa. Afilo Moso Adam Hu Mechutano O Korav Shalo. Okay. Im Yesh Lo Shum Ketat Ve'eva Mechad Me'akol. He's in a fight with someone. Asarach Lamed Es Adogo Lufnei Arabo HaKohol. Lufasher V'lasos K'chol Ashenir Lehem Bachol. Come to some sort of agreement where no one has tainus on anyone anymore. To reach an agreement, so if he's ready to meet the guy halfway or whatever, he's ready to compromise, but the guy refuses, he doesn't want, so forget it, so there's nothing you can do. So that's all under the category of Merutz La'am. Thank you. Okay, Sifhei. In main motion, Mishia bo kalamidu soelu. Yifru atov shibitziba bo chokmu v'maisim toivim. You do the best you can. Be mitzvahs v'maisim toivim. Agav im hoyakana mo'oretz v'zokain. Bekol onoim. Ba'om chafeitzim bo. Come out all the miles. Mo'oretz. Ben Yud Gimel Shana, a kid, Hamevin Masha Omer. You see that constantly repeated over and over in these halachas. That Mevin Masha Omer is a very, puts you like to the front of the class. Puts you. Ben Kolonom, a cotton who called them. It's a chiddush, even though it's not Marutzal a call. I mean, to me, the biggest chiddush is not Marutzal a call, and he's only a cotton. Okay, mi shover avera b'shogeg. Don't shorig anefesh b'shgoba. It means any avera though. Any avera. So he did it b'shogeg. You go on shorig anefesh b'shgoba. V'chozo b'tshuva mutaliach shliv etzibur. Even l'chatzkidi you can appoint him. If you have both factors, check out. One. It was b'shgoba and chozo b'tshuva. Avolim also b'meizid lo. When you call mekom yotzal of shemra koydim atshuva, that's the cheshbon. Because one of the requirements is shemra bialduso. So if word got out, so the chayim say if word doesn't get out, anachanami. The whole problem is the shemra bialduso. So if word gets out, then it was also b'meizid. So you can't appoint him. Mekom yotzal of shemra koydim atshuva. Yeah. Okay, then the Mishnah Berurah is on a sheet that if he did tshuva, it's good enough for the whole year round. Maybe not for Yom Ha'Ro'im. Maybe not for Yom Ha'Ro'im and on the Tainus, where the requirements are more stringent, but during the year, on a regular day, even if he didn't have Eir B'mezer, as long as he did Tshuva beforehand. Those are the way the Mishnah Berurah explains the halacha, because it blights Yotzal of Shemra, the Alduso, but it's talking about just once it happened. It's really strange to me that you can make such an explanation of the Divrei HaMechaber. Sivot. Someone with a full beard, they cover Hatzibur. There's a concept of cover Hatzibur. And the Mishabura says, a very instructive, no? But even though, when something is being done for the benefit of your covet, you can be Michael. Here, I guess the pshat. What's the pshat here? There's no. It's a pastish. It's almost like it's not really another machadeva. It's saying you can't represent. It's not covered tzibur as a value. It's not covered tzibur that every time you're over to the omelet, covered tzibur if you don't have. It means it's a. It's a value we want to maintain. You can't lead the tzibur. It doesn't pass for you to lead the tzibur. That's what it means, covered tzibur. That's an objective value. It's not covered tzibur if you're leading them and you don't look like a mature individual. So they can't be Michael. This is to be Maman. Again, it is. Nowadays it's always Bakroi. That's what he's going to end up saying. Abu Bakroi. To go over once in a while, the shavu stay silent before they were the snare table. Ubelavash for Yosmana mi piat tzibur, or mi piat shliach tzibur, hamamana also local me alol, the spalo bado, lead them you do him, he gives him a stella that he fills in for him whenever he's gone. It's all not good enough.
baby. Masha Omer.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
He didn't obey her in this case.
The cotton
is kaidim, yeah. If he knows perish hamilus and the other guy doesn't, that's the kid.
And assume he doesn't have a beard.
Well, we know he brought two sinus. He doesn't have a full beard. Certainly not this mali zakana. We learn in Sifches about if you don't have a beard at all. Now is Zion saying he has to be in a smaller
is a condom. Is the Ramah talking about making Kavur?
Which Ramah? A cotton of Kodim? Yeah. Okay. Which Ramah? The Ramah in Sifhei?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kavur maybe until someone else shows up.
Okay.
But between these two, yeah.
The Ramah would disagree with this.
Why?
I don't know.
Again, you have to balance all the values that you're dealing with. So Sivar talks about Mismali Zakano. Okay. And not even an official appointment as the temporary second in command. So you see, the point is the appointment. Like, that's the. It's a hush of a thing, you know. I'm saying, so that's, I guess, a big tzadkula, that we don't even have that system. We just have bakroi. It's always bakroi. Tell someone to go over to the omelet, but it's still bakroi. It doesn't make it into a minui. There's no minui. Rabbi Willer coming on Shreis Mubarakim. That's a minui. A man shall be sure daily as we have seen him when you give him a shame. I had but if she who she has seen him, she bottle me with my kadush of kadush. Okay, so chas. We say no bal zokon. Call she nicker boy she gear la call son him she rotly lis malo sakano. Lis malo sakano karina bay. Hook has been Esram Shona, 20 year old. I will be she ain't loy zokon. The man in also. Agav v'yichenem hoyo lo yizokan afilo ma'at. You know these wispy things sometimes people have. Krina ben yosmalo yizokan umhumi ben yudches v'lemayla. From 18 years and up. So the wispy, straggly hairs, that's from 18. You don't have a zokan at all, so that's from 20.
The whole thing is maturity. What do we care what their hair is on their face?
That's a hadras ponim. That's part of maturity. That's part of. You could say nowadays in America, let's say, with so many people shave with this applied. But it has to do with, indeed, with maturity.
A person's more physically mature doesn't mean he's mature with the resurrection of the Kosh Baruch.
He's more choshev looking. He's more choshev looking. We had this yesterday. We learned about the Mishnah Berurah as a tzad that a Baal Mum can't be a chazan. He brings down from many achrayim that a Baal Mum can't, that a Baal Mum is possible. So he said, but for avoid it's possible. But the truth is, why for avoid it's possible? It's not clear. Even the pshat by avoid it being possible is also that's a passage. Not nice. It's not covered Shemayim, it's not covered Tzibur, but they should be represented by a Balmur. So he's lacking, he's physically lacking. It's not nice. The Shliach, the Shul sends someone to the mayor, to represent them. So you're going to pick someone that makes a good impression, that looks chashuv, that looks presentable, that knows how to talk. So these are all requirements in the chazan. That's the shul's representative. So of course it was more so when it was an official appointment. Right? He was always the chazan and it was an official appointment. Now we don't really have that much musuk, although we do to a certain degree, which is So, that's why we're not so makbid. The Rosh Hashulchan says we're not really being motzi anybody in anything. So it's not that important. Okay, that's indeed we're not makbid.
In the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, somewhere the most should be any less kosher than someone with
them. External, some legabe inyone kavod. So external appearances taka make a difference.
Is it seen when a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Why should it matter?
Because
Hashem created in that way, so
Hashem has no tainus on it, but it's not appropriate for him to represent the tzibur. Someone representing the tzibur has to be, should be as close to shleimus as possible. Otherwise, it's like a zulzul. We're sending a present to, let's say, the president of the United States.
I understand.
Because in Israel, there's no chashivas by any politicians. So, you're going to send someone. So you're going to send a guy with one arm. The president's going to feel like you're making fun of him. Why? Nebuch, he was born without an arm. He lost an arm. Nebuch. You know, it doesn't pass.
It doesn't pass.
It may be that's between him and the Eibishter. But when someone's representing the tzibur, he has to look a certain way and be able to conduct himself a certain way. It's a minui. It's a minui. It's like saying the Kohen Gadol has to be tall, dark, handsome, and rich. Right? Kohen Gadol has to. Why? What's the difference? Because he's representing the tzibur in a special way. And this is one of the things that make a person, that give a person a certain aura, a certain chashivos, is the way he looks. It's not a judgment about the person, it's not like that. But he shouldn't be. There's nothing, not pejorative, not pejorative. I'm not saying you're a bad person. Obviously, like the Kohen and Balmor, he was born that way. But he's missing a certain shleimus. He is missing something. Why the Eibishter decided, like the Kohen Gadol has to be rich. What's wrong with being poor? You know, the Eibishter made poor people too.
Then they're going to make it rich.
Okay. So a beard or a small beard, 18, 20. If you have Shimoni Soris, so you're a gadol at 20. Otherwise, you're a gadol at 35. If you have no simonim at all. If you have no simonim at all, you become a gadol at 35. Rov Shonim, it's called. Yesh lo motzchus al makom shenogim shekatanim yordu lefnei ha-table espalot filo sarvus b'moitzoi shabosis. Apparently there used to be a minig that katanim ran over to the omud and they davened the motzi shabbos. That was their minig. There's no reason why motzi shabbos should be different than anything else. But Maisa Shoya Kachoy, that's the way they used to run. So the Mechaba says, I mean, in the Beis Yosef, he screams at them, he says they're wrong, but the Maisa, you could let them. It's not, because you're not being, it's not appropriate, it's not good, but let them, they're not being Maisa anyone in anything anyway. You could tell that a person's not being, they're not being Maisa, so let them. Hagol, the Makom Shalano who came, ain't the cotton level of the table. I feel a bit feel a sinus. So what's the shot? Why? So Mr. Bruce says, not even Bakroy we're talking. Because it is called as being mighty. It's a big aside. He says here, possible, according to this Mandiyamada, when he says Baruch Hu, he is being motzi you. Because you're responding to it, you have to listen to it. And what?
That's talking about the real cut, not the 13-year-old.
I'm talking about Baruch Hu.
Yeah, but this
That's
the
Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason it's wrong for a cotton to go over to the Yarmut is lemais, the bottom line, is because it is called he's being Moitziu and Baruch Hu. Since you have to hear Baruch Hu and respond, so he's saying it for you. In Lomdus, you really would have to work it out, you know, if we'd have time, because there's certainly no Shema'a Ka'ina. It's not like you're saying Baruch Hu. Adarabi, you're responding Baruch Hashem, I'm Baruch. It is Baruch. Kaddish, he's not really being Moitzi anymore. He's saying Kaddish. I don't know what this man the Yom HaHol. Mishnah Berurah brings down Baruch Hu, that it is called he's being Moitzi someone. Shem Baruch Hu Sheba. Afilu Yigil Chal Yad Gimel Shana B'Yom Shabbos Aimless Bala Larva Shal Shabbos Friday night Shere Adayin Aimla Yad Gimel Shana. It's talking about they made early Shabbos. Most of them made early Shabbos, so even though you're Makabal Shabbos ready, but he's not 13 years old yet. But Avad and Rishon Berurah says that you don't need 13 in a day. Whenever you see a Lashon Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, it's just a way of expressing that the Yud Gimel Shana have to be complete. Miyom L'Yom, you have to go till the end of the day. You can't stop 4 in the afternoon or 2 in the afternoon. It's Miyom L'Yom till the night. So you shouldn't make early Shabbos if you have a bar mitzvah before getting. If you have a bar mitzvah before you're getting a bar mitzvah on Shabbos. Shliach tzibur shemayrich b'tfiloso kedei sheyishmu kol ha'orev. He wants to. He's laying it on thick. Everybody is thinking of someone they know and doesn't realize it applies to they themselves. Me, they like to listen to. Imu machmas, so that's not bad necessarily. Imu machmas, just a meach belibu alshanois and idol Hashem yisborach v'neima. He's serving Hashem with his voice, like right. Kabed as Hashem eihoincha migroincha tavol of bracha. Vushi is palo b'kavid roish v'imid beim oviira. He can't, you know. The tzur of the dav, he's happy and he's proud of the fact that he has with what to serve Hashem. He has a talent with which he's serving Hashem, and he wants people to get into it. A davening, he could make, like I said yesterday, we talked about the nigun that fits words and the nigunim that don't fit words. He makes sure the nigunim fits the words. People on the seiras, so that's all to the good. He's happy because people think, you know, what a nice voice I have. How nicely I daven. I raise a maguna. We come 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 shemarach b'tfiloso lo tov. Yeah, wait. We come come kol shemarach b'tfiloso for whatever reason lo tov oseh. If you're a shliach tzibur, make torah chatzibur. A shliach tzibur has a responsibility to daven a little quicker than he would have ordinarily. Mishnah Berurah Maguna Lamed Hay Isu the Sefer Chasidim B'Shoah Shem Mishim Megamiel Yotzal Lodin Lehareg. What? Amar Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol Achim Meam Neyotzal Lehareg. You felt a little too good that you were giving such a wonderful drosha. So you felt good. It's like something to be punished for. Hatzibur, you shouldn't be Torah Tzibur, you shouldn't stretch out davening in any event. Why? What?
He enjoyed the fact that he's talking to the people, and then you're using him.
He enjoyed that he's giving a good drasha. What?
was enjoying the Torah, that's what
I don't know what you mean. Enjoying the Torah is mutter. That's a famous segue. Tal, you're trying to get into that? I said he's enjoying that he's giving a good drasha. Those were my words. He's enjoying that he's giving a gishmaka drasha. He's standing up there and he's... Hatzibur, Kosov Yom Shal Shlomo Simen Nun. Also, by Laharach Loibrit, so in our call, Afilu B'Shabbos V'Yomtiv. Bachbar Tzayin HaKol Yaisu Midai Maguna Yeng Zoloin Lechetzil Hashem Veloin Chetzil Lachem Smasim Kosov Shere Knesset Zagdelem Shem Chubas Rebroina. Okay, that's okay, we'll stop here. The Torah Chatzibur on what? What do you call Mayach? We want to give you more time to talk. I don't think by any stretch of the imagination the shulkins would be considered to be Meirich. The davening is too fast, not too slow. Maybe the davening in general takes too much time. There's other things to cut out. But the davening is pretty fast. If it was up to me, it would be slower. The davening. What? What? I meant if I would be the only person here.
That would be me. What if I keep when he says